The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
Zogt die Gemara, Dav Chof Beis in Bava Metzia. Zogt die Gemara, A Meimer Umar Zutra Verav Ashi. A Meimer Mar Zutra and Rav Ashi were Ikloy Lepustana. They went to some kind of an orchard they went to. The Mari Bar Esek of some fellow named Mari Bar Esek. I say Arisa Tamari. The Arisa, the sharecropper, brought out the tamari, he brought out the goods, he brought out the fruit, free money, the shadi kamayu, and he threw it in front of it. Ameimer Ravashi Achli, Marzucha Loy Achl. Ameimer and Ravashi, they ate, and Marzucha didn't eat. Right? You see, you know, he has his chomers beside him, you know, that my chomers, they ate and they didn't eat. Shai? Ad hochi, awesome, Mori Bar Esek. Mori Bar Esek came back. Mori Bar Esek comes home. Eshkechinu, Vamar Leila Rise, Amailoi Asis Leila Rabbanan Mehanach Spirta. You know what he said when he came back? He said, why didn't you give him from the better quality stuff? Why did you give him from the worst quality? You should have given him even better stuff. Santi Gemara, Amar La Amemer Varashi the Marzitcha, Hashta Amailoi Achamar. So why now don't you eat the food? Why? Says the Gemara, in the mitzvah, but so the Gemara comes out over here. This is a in halacha and psak halacha. This is a major, major, major Gemara. This Gemara over here says a tremendous chiddush. This Gemara tells us that the sharecropper brought out the food, and they didn't want to eat the food. So Tosis already on the page. Tosis asks the kasha. Tosis asks. Toysis on the bottom Toysis. Why didn't he eat? Toysis could ask this question what we would have thought. Toysis, why didn't he eat? Hooray! You know, the sharecropper has rights to the fruits also. Don't you know the Gemara in Baba Kama all the way at the end? We just learned Baba Kama, right? At the end of Baba Kama, the Gemara told us that a sharecropper also has rights in the food. So how come he can't eat? So the Gemara said, no. The machlekes over here was that we were not sure whose food this was. The sharecropper brought out food, and the Rabbanan were having a machlekes in Umdenes. They weren't sure, is it really the sharecropper's food? Was it his share in the crop? Or perhaps the sharecropper was bringing out stolen goods? Maybe he was bringing out Mari's food. Maybe he was bringing out Mari Barisik's food. It says Toysis, a big line. The bottom end of the Toysis, last stuff. Says Toysis, ain't loymar. Maybe you're going to say, no, you know what pshat is in the Rabbanan that did not eat? I'll tell you what pshat is in the Rabbanan that they didn't eat. Not because he was nervous that perhaps he was given stolen goods. Maybe the pshat is, says Tosfos, in the mandomer that did eat. What are you going to tell me pshat is in the mandomer that did eat? Says Tosfos, maybe you're going to tell me pshat is that when Mari Bar Esek finds out that he wanted to give the food to these people, Mari Bar Esek is going to be happy with it, he'll be fine with it, and he'll be besimcha. Maybe you'll tell me that's pshat, even though Mari Bar Esek doesn't know about it, but when he finds out, he's going to be happy. Says Tosfos, you can't say that's pshat. Why? Because of Tosfos, halacha is le'abaye. The halacha is like a baye, the whole daf. The halacha is like a baye, we pass in yish, shaloi midas loyav yish. So even though in the end of the day, Mari Bar Esek is going to find out that the food went to the Rabbanan, and he'll be happy that the food went to the Rabbanan, but that's called yish shaloi midas. At the time when you're giving the food, you don't know if Mari Bar Esek is happy about the food being given over. When do you find out about this simcha that he has? You find out afterward. Afterward, you find out that he's happy to have given the food. So Amela says, Tosfos, in such a situation, you're not allowed to be simcha, and you're not allowed to eat food. This Tosfos, the Shach, brings down l'halacha in Chayshin Mishpat, in Simin Shin Nun Ches. Says the Shach, Mevredivri at Tosfos, Perek Eilu Matzias, Soif Omet Aleph, What happens if I come into somebody's house? Right? Don't forget who we're talking about over here. Talking about the Rabbanan. Rav Scheinberg walk into my house and they see a cup of water there. Right? Or they see chocolate. This is the cake, chocolate. That's what we're talking about here. Fruit. So Rav Yashiv walks into my house. He sees fruit. Rav Yashiv knows that the Vada, if we sir, walks into Kalis's house, the Vada Kalis is going to have such a big simcha if he finds out that Rav Yashiv ate from his food. Right? So the Chayra, Rav Yashiv is allowed to take it, right? Because even though at the time Kalis doesn't know that, even though at the time Kalis doesn't know that he is that Kalos doesn't know at the time that that Rav Eliashiv is eating his chocolate, but when I'll find out that Rav Eliashiv is eating my chocolate, I have a big simcha. Says Tosfos and Bava Metzia, what we just saw, that's our Gemara, that you're not allowed to be Seinach. Tosfos brings down in our Gemara over here that no, even though when I will find out at the end of the day that Rav Eliashiv ate my food, I'll have a big simcha. That says Tosfos, you're not allowed to be Seinach on that. Why? Because at the time of when Rav Eliashiv is taking the food, he's not allowed to be taking it. That's called Yishu Lemidas. That's at the time when he takes it, he's not happy about it. He doesn't know about it. When is the person going to be happy that Rav Eliashiv ate his food later on? So that's his Tosfos, that's Yishu Lemidas. Says the Shach, in Chayshin Mishpat, I'm Chaylik. Says the Shach, it's not like the case of Yeshua Midas. Says the Shach, why not? Zok the Shach, this is an Lashon HaShach. He says, Vaaf agav de hash de nichle mikarlo ve nichle, he loved him, Mistafino. If not for the Shach, we're scared. Right? He's trying to say, I'm not so scared. But if not for the fact that I was scared, I see him, you know what I would have said? Yesh is different. You know why Yesh, Shalom Midas is Levi Yesh? Why is it that when it comes to Yesh, we say that if the person, afterward, he finds out he lost the thing, that's Yesh, Shalom Midas, and you're not allowed to take it. You know, you find something on the floor without a simon, you're not allowed to take it. Yesh, Shalom Midas, that Levi. Says the Shach, you know why? That's by something be Yesh. Val Korchach, who Miss Yayish. That's talking about something that I'm not happy about the loss. You know, I lose my let's say my watch without a sin. No, the watch we said yesterday, I had the Menashe Shpikisa, but I lose my scarf or something without a sin, etc. Something. So, and now, afterward, when I will find out that I lost this thing, when I realize I lost this glove, you know, then ready, I'll be happy to, I'll be Miyayish. I won't be happy about it though. It's I have no choice but to be Miyayish. I'll have no choice to be Miyayish. Says the Shach, Dafka, when it comes to such a case, that there's not an umdna at the time, there's not a yediyah at the time that the person would willingly want you to have it. It's unwillingly that he's going to lose it. So says the Shach, there's a big difference. Im kein, amaya mirim, I'm going to be so out of the other, but I yikni be yesh hashtag in a messiah, vila yodeya shuetz lo imsesh, mashenkin hocha, kevin shiadua shiitzratze. Since if I would know that Rav Eliashiv would come to my house, not that I would have to give in that I lost my chocolate, I would want it. I would have a positive rutzin that Rav Eliashiv should eat my chocolate. If I would know right now he's in my house, I would want him to be eating the chocolate. It's not like Yish, says the Rishach. In Cain, hashtanami betera se yodei, de mistama eino makbid al tas. This Rabbi said, this is a big, big machlekes. The machlekes Shach and Taz, what's that lock if somebody comes into my house? And he knows that I would not mind him borrowing my chayfetz, said the Shach, if I know he wouldn't mind, he says that's allowed. That's not kashur. That's not connected to the sugya of Yesh Shalom Midas. That's considered that I know b'shaitai. If he would have known that, if I would have known that the person is there, I would always give that person the chocolate. So then said the Shach, he's allowed to take the chocolate because it's like somebody's in his ear right now saying, take the chocolate, take the chocolate. I know he would want this willingly. What's our entire sugya, says the Shach? Our entire sugya is talking about Yesh Shalom Midas. When we're talking about that he does it, that he does it unwillingly, has to relinquish his rights to the chayfetz that he lost. And Tosis is chaylik. Who paskins like Tosis? This is, you know, this is all the nafkamina. The Gemara Baba Basra. Not the Gemara Baba Basra. Reuven the Gezel. Reuven the Kaisel is Oivan Gezel. Reuven is Pshat. Reuven the Kaisel is Oivan Gezel. I don't know what to say. Reuven Gidin the Oivan Gezel. Chas Chalila. Are you talking to it? I don't know. Maybe this is Pshat. You know, when you start reading, you know what this means, everybody? This means that, you know, all the time, yeah, he doesn't mind. Yeah, he doesn't mind. I could borrow this thing without asking, and it's that. We have to see, are there any atatim? But it comes out according to this. You know, am I allowed to sit in my friend's bed without asking him? It's on my bed, how can I say? Am I allowed to, you know, I see a tissue, can I take a tissue without asking him? Yeah, he doesn't mind, he doesn't makbid. Says the Tosis over here, not like the Shach, it's the only paskin. But says the Tosis over here, not like the Shach. The Tosis seems to say over here that even if you know that the person is not makbid, it says in Tosis that you're not allowed to take it. Because it's Yerushalayim, Shach is chaylik. Shach says you are allowed to take it. But Maisa to Taisis, Taisis against the Shach. Who paskins like, you know, I have another issue. This is a very serious issue. I said, somebody today, I don't know Zohar, somebody told me today, Zohar. That's what he told me. He told me, what are you giving Shia? And I told him, I'm giving Shia about taking other people's money. Without Rishus, taking other people's money. He told me this is Zohar. I don't know, I'm afraid to say. He says, if you steal, you come back like a little puppy. Like a chihuahua. Right? Like a puppy chihuahua. A chihuahua. I don't know, German Shepherd. I don't know, something evil. Right? I thought you come back like a dog. So we gotta get this, like, mamish, you know, chutz from the Aveda, and chutz from Gezel, which is Oyim Benayda Gezel. Right? Ooh, but we have to find, Mrs. Mamish, somebody, and this, my boy said, this is the reason why they learn Eilam Metzias first in the Yeshiva in Cheder. We talked yesterday. Why did they learn Eilam Metzias first in Cheder? They once went to the Goyin Agol. We have a new idea. We're gonna change the whole system. We're gonna start learning Brachis first, and then Shabbos, and that way the kids don't know Hilz Machas, and Shabbos, and Matzias, and Gvaldik, right? Moshe thought for a minute and said, Nay, you can't do such a thing. Why is it that Klal Yisrael, all the years they first learned, because the Yesh Tazach is Mutent Akind, the first thing that we teach a kid is Mutent Chapin with Yenim's Gelt. His Gelt is his Gelt, my Gelt is my Gelt. Don't touch his Gelt. That's the first thing that we teach a child. And I'll tell you why, because we don't want to come back like a little poopy. That's very serious about that. As we know today, by Hashem, let's get clear the Gedorim, when I'm allowed to take somebody else's thing. Does it change when it's a mitzvah? Does it change if I'm using up the chepitz? For example, what are we talking about till now? Now we're talking about chocolate, and we're talking about raisins, and we're talking about things that once I'm going to eat it, they'll be gone. In such a case as Taisvis, no, that you don't have a right to take if the person did not know about it. And even though afterward, when he finds out, he'll be happy, you're not allowed to take it, says Taisvis. And the Shach is Chalik and says Mutter. But that's talking about chocolate and raisins. What if I'm just sitting on his bed? I'm just using his bed. He doesn't lose anything by it. He'll have the same bed afterward. We have to see. Does that make a difference? What if I want to borrow his talis? What if I want to borrow his tefillin? What if I want to borrow his siddur? What if I want to borrow all these things? Lulav, sukkah. That's so many shilas on my side. I said, let me get first of all to the shitas. Number one, who holds like toises? This is very scary. Comes along, this is a voice, it's not just a toises. It's a great Shri Hagas Mordechai, the Ksois Ha Choshin. He brings down the Shach. The Ksois says, Ein Divrei Ashach Muchrochim Iker Katoises. He says, the toises wins. The Ksois saw the Shach. And he says, Ksois, the king. The Ksois was the king. And the Ksois saw the Shach. And the Ksois said, sorry, toises wins. Shach, it's very scary. There's a ritva, I didn't bring it down. There's a ritva. There's a kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says, Asur lahen nois bishum dover shalchavei argamara. Right? The way, that's argamara, the way the Tosfos learns. It's a mefurish gemara. Asur lahen nois bishum dover shalchavei roi shalom yidaiti. You're not allowed to borrow somebody else's thing without him knowing about it. FLP! Sheboroloi! Shekeshi yivada labailov! Even though it's borrowed to you that when you find, he finds out about it. Rabbi Yashiv ate my chocolate? What a simcha I will have! Yismechu v'yakilu, he's gonna do a push it dance. I found out Rabbi Yashiv ate my chocolate. A simcha, I mean, he eats my hechsher, you know. What a simcha I'm gonna have. He says, Afa pikein, usser, woof, woof, chihuahua, woof, usser, that's what he says. You know who else paskins like this? The kitzer, the graz. The graz, we don't have many svarim, unfortunately. We don't have a mishnah berurah on chayshin mishpat. We don't have, what can we do? Right? So you know what we have? We have a shulchan acharav, the graz. The graz is one of the big svarim on chayshin mishpat. You know what he says up here? Afilu baru loy, l'kishi yivada l'baylav shunatla. As I yismuch of yagila, it's the same lesson. Obviously, the kids are taken from here. He says, still aser lahemis b'lei das baylu. You're not allowed to take something without the fact. So all these paiskim we have against the shach. No, the shach, it's a shach. It means it's a makim to be saimach al shach. And I don't know if you could tell somebody, if you see somebody doing one of the things we're going to discuss today, I'm not sure if you should make a macha. He holds like the shach. Toif, but it's Toif, this is the Kitzer, the Aloch is not like that. It's a Kitzer, it's an Aruch HaShulchan, it's a Shach, it's a Graz, and it's a Shailov coming back as a Chihuahua. So I don't know, like that. I'm saying, this is Mamish, very serious. So let's go now, at the Eni Atayim, we'll go to Seder. At the Eni Atayim, I want to make the first thing clear. What we're discussing right now in the Toif's case, and the Graz so far, the only thing we're discussing is that when you're taking a Chepetz that we say is going to have a Kilui, it's going to be eaten up. It's going to be gone. In there, we have a Taisvis, and that's the Tzak Halacha that tells us, the Taisvis says, that even though you'll find it, he'll find out Basayif, and he'll be happy, you can't be Mekel on that. Now let's see, are there any Aterim in that case? Then we'll get to the other cases soon. Are there any Aterim in that case? Number one, said the grass, the same grass, it's on the same page. Said the grass, how is it that we ever give, how did the ladies give tzedakah? How's the tzedakah man allowed to come to the lady and take tzedakah? I mean, the husband doesn't know. And where you're taking money that's not yours. How are you allowed to do that? That's stuck up. How are you allowed to take it? Says the grass. Umikom matkum mutter leben beisoy shalat omitem pusi. You're allowed to give money. Why? And it's mutter for him to accept the money, says the grass. It's also the kitzer. He says, why? Because nagu balabatim nisratze balabat. He says, since they were kfar noyig, listen to the lashin, and memela who ruggle boy, lechom kol keyotze boy. Meaning, says the grass, anything that is the derech, it's like ilu, you know, anytime the tzedakah man comes to the door, you tell you what, just give him something. So it's the derech, that when the person is going to come to the door, that the person, that the balabas is going to say, give. If it's his derech to do that, then already there's it's not just an umtuna, it's not just an assumption that when he finds out he'll be happy. He knows right now, he's being told in his ear, this is the derech. It's like I was told many times before. Many times before, my father told me when the collector comes to give him something. So when I'm giving money from his wallet, that's called I'm hearing my father tell me. The same thing, I'll give you another example. Let's say I go over to my brother's house, right? Every day, lunch, he lives near the yeshiva. I go over to my brother's house. My brother's not always home, right? I come in there, I make myself at home. Every day he gives me something to eat. I come in there. Since it's something, says the Graz, that takes place every day, it's darka b'kach. It's something that every day I know I come into his house and I can take something to eat. He's not machbid, right? Every day I go into my brother's house, I know he's not machbid, I can take something to eat. So Melo says the grass, since you know this, it's not the pshat that when he finds out, he'll be happy that I took it. It's at the time when I'm taking the food, it's kilo I'm working off of a previous tzivui, a previous command that I can take the food. Since all the time, it's normal. Number two, a second type of case, even though in this case, I'm going to eat up the chocolate. Again, even if the Shiv of Torah or Chaim Pinchasham would walk into my house, obviously I'd be the happiest person in the world. But it's not like somebody told him yesterday that he can do it. It's not the same. Nobody told him yesterday he could take the chocolate. Just when I find out, I'll be very happy about it. But since someone told me yesterday, that's obvious. He told me yesterday and the day before, he always lets me have chocolate. So then Avada, when he comes into the house, he's allowed to eat the chocolate. But let's say I would want to go to, my brother has a couple of dollars over there and I need to borrow a couple of dollars. Now, I know when my brother finds out, he's not going to mind. But you don't have a previous statement that and he's your brother. He's your brother, right? Yeah, he's not better than Rabbi Asher, right? You don't have a previous statement of him saying, you can take the money, he lends you the money many times before, etc. You don't have that. If you don't have that, so then in such a case, you would not be allowed to borrow the money. Number one. Number two, let's go to a different case, Rabbi Asher. And this is the big thing. We have a Gemara. The Gemara is also Gemara about Matzim. The Gemara says, Ashoyel Shaloi Midas is a Gazlin. A Gazlin, right? A person who borrows something without permission, he's a Gazlin. I once saw in a Sefer, he brings down, what if you borrow it without him looking, I borrowed your thing, nobody's looking, trying to borrow it, and I plan on putting it back. It could be you have to pay in kefil. I saw the Chiddush. I didn't want to say it could be even have to pay kefil. He's a shoyel shelo midas. He's a ganif. You're over on those sigzal. You come back a chihuahua. You borrow something without asking your friend. He doesn't mind. You see that football. The football, right? American sport football. You see the football, and he's on his. Yeah, he doesn't mind his front lawn. You see his football, right? Not that we'll see in the case in a minute. But you tell him afterward, and the guy goes, you bought my football. I don't mind, right? You don't know if he cares, or if he would allow, or he wouldn't allow. He borrows football, what's the big deal? Oh, it's a big deal. You're going to come back, you're going to have to go to the kennel. That's a big deal. It's a shoyel shaloi midas. He's a ganif. Ganif number one. So that we know now, shoyel shaloi midas, ganif. Now the question is, now that we've established that a person who borrows something without permission, he's a ganif, right? So now we have to establish the second aspect. Even though the shoyel shaloi midas is a ganif, what if I know for sure, that if I borrow, excuse me, I know for sure that he'll give me permission. Okay? In other words, we're taking now the din of Shoyel Shaloi Midas Ganef and we're bringing it into the world of the Tosfos. Did Tosfos say his halacha that I'm not allowed to borrow things, even though when the person finds out he's going to have a simcha, right? Like in the case of the chocolate, Rav Yashiv would come to my house, he'd eat the chocolate, I'd be the simcha rabbi, I'd start dancing, but that's still, you're not allowed to take the chocolate. Why? Because that's called Geneva, says Tosfos, that's your Shlomi Dasi, right? When he finds out, he'll be happy, but right now he's not happy. Did Tosfos say his halacha also in a case of where I'm not taking the chepetz, like a case of the tissue? The case of the tissue, I'm taking the tissue without asking him, but now the tissue's gone. That's what Tosfos said his case. Did Tosfos say the case of where I'm sitting on my friend's bed? Did Tosfos say in the case of where I'm borrowing his sweatshirt? In a case where I know he wouldn't mind if I borrow a sweatshirt. I know he's not going to mind if I borrow his tie. Or let's say the case of the football. I know he wouldn't mind. In other words, when is it that it's Shol Shaloi Midas is a ganif? Maybe it's only a ganif. I don't know. If he's mind, or I don't know if he doesn't mind, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. That's Shol Shaloi Midas Ganef. But let's say I know he doesn't mind, right? So then maybe that's mutter. Maybe that's mutter. So let's see. Says the Ritva, it's a Graz that's in Paskins of Pibis Ritva. Also the same Graz. The Graz says, Oi Shudover. Let's go one step back. Let's say, the Paskins say like this. Again, we have all of our original Aterim here also, right? Let's say it's the kind of thing that people aren't makbid on in general. Let's say, I was thinking today, trying to think of an example. I saw one safety brings down like a Nagel Wasser cup. Right? You know, you have a Negel Barsa cup in Yeshiva, you know, it says your name on it. It doesn't say don't use, you know, it says don't use. That's, of course, Geneva, right? But they have a Negel Barsa cup, right? Somebody comes and buys your Negel Barsa cup. Nobody's makbid on that at all. No one in the whole world is makbid on such a thing. Why? Because nothing can happen to it, says the Ritva. No damage can come to a Negel Barsa cup. Such a thing, there's a umdana, believe, beliba kal adam, that nobody is makbid on such types of things. Memela, in such a situation, we would say that avada, you're allowed to use it without asking him. I'll give you another example. Like, you know, they asked once, I think, the Chazayin Ish, somebody who leaves a chair in a base medrash. Not some expensive chair, whatever. And he leaves it there, and you know he's in the koilel the whole week, and he leaves it there on Shabbos. Right, regular chair. Are you allowed to use it? Chazon Ish says that comment that he doesn't write on it. You know, don't use my chair. You can assume that that's something people aren't makbid on. No damage can occur to the chair. Right? Depends. I don't know if you're crazy. If he's the king, you know, he weighs 500 pounds. I don't know, maybe he's different. I don't know. Right? But apart from a normal situation, a guy like me for sure. Right? I sit on that chair. Mustama, you don't have any issue. You don't have anything to worry about. That's the first heter that we have. Number two. What happens? What about the actual, what about the etzim halacha? Did Tosfos say his halacha in this case? I want to read you the Gras. Said the Gras, Asur leiluch lebeis chaveiro likros sham misifro. You can't go and read somebody else's sefer in his house. We'll see in a minute about sefer. We'll get there in a second. But says Tosfos, says the Gras, ain't tzarech leimah mashar mishar chaveitzim. Avadi can't use somebody else's things without asking him. You can't just take his things. You can't use his time without. But says Tosfos, says the Gras, Elim Cain Yadu, and this is the same Graz who was Machmir on Tosfos before, and told us you can't just take a chocolate. No. Even though you know Basayif, he won't mind, unless it was one of the cases that says the Graz, Elim Cain Yadu Aloy Bibirer Shaloy Yakbin Alav Balachevetz. Unless you know for sure. What do you mean unless you know for sure? By the chocolate case, it didn't make a difference. By the case of the chocolate, he said, even though you know for sure he doesn't mind if you take the chocolate, he'll be dancing if he found out Rabbi Yashin. The text is, since over here, we're not talking about that he's going to lose the chayfetz. By the case of where he's going to lose the chayfetz, like by chocolate, he's not going to have his chayfetz anymore, then you have to have one of our other tatum that you once got a hefter before, et cetera, something like that. Mashenkin over here, when it comes to the case of just, you know, borrowing the guy's tie, there, it's enough that if he would find out, I know he wouldn't mind. I'll give you an example, the same case of my brother, right? I go into my brother's house, I take a cup of water because every day he lets me. Okay, that's even though it's going to be used up, every day he lets me, right? But if I go into his house, we said, and I take a dollar from him, he never gave me rishus before, even though he finds out he's not going to mind, that we said it's aser. But let's say I go into my brother's house and I borrow his tie, right? So if I borrow his tie, so now he's going to get the tie back, and when he finds out, he's not going to mind, right? When he gets the tie, when he finds out, he'll be happy I borrowed his tie. And I know that at the time, so then it's mutter. That's not a shayel shaloi midas ganav. Number two. Number three. Now, we have a bunch of exceptions to this rule. Now, number one. Let's say your brother's standing, let's say the guy's right next to you, right? You see the tie over there, and he's the fellow's standing right next to you, but you know he doesn't mind. Right, so we're saying it's mutter, right? But the poiskim paskin that of course if you have the ability to borrow the tie, if you have the ability to ask him, avada, you have to ask him. Why? Because that's a big cloud, the Gemara Pesachim, that whenever it's efshur levurei mevarimam, any time that it's efshur that you could be mevaru your suffix, you don't have to saimich on this chazaka that people don't mind, so then you have to taka ask the fellow, and you have to tell him, can I borrow the tie if he's standing right next to you? You have to ask him, even though you know he would give you a shus, number one. Number two, what if you're dealing with a guy who's like a little bit of a makbid? You know, he's one of those guys, he's a little bit of a makbid, you know, he's that type of chevra, right? No, that's already, you don't have the heter anymore. The whole heter is, it's vada he wouldn't mind, right? Number two. Number three, what if you're borrowing something that's the type of thing people might be makbid on? You know, you want to borrow, let's say, you know, I'll give you an example, like a hat. Right? A hat. Come on, I don't want you, what's on his head. I don't want on my head. You can't say that anymore. Even though, you know, I know him. He's my brother. He wouldn't mind. Right? He's my brother, right? I've already over here when it's a type of a chepetz that, you know, there might be kpedas. There might be a busha factor. And then already you can't say there's an umdana gemura. There's 100% that when he finds out about it, he's going to be happy. It has to be. Such all these are seichel dikka exceptions that are brought by the poiskim. Oh. Now, Abaisai, this brings us into Anusim, which is really, Bemis is a Gemara in Daf Chof Tes. The Gemara in Daf Chof Tes in Bava Metzia brings down that there's the Gemara is talking about if he finds a Sefer Torah, or if he gets the Pekadin of a Sefer Torah, and the Gemara discusses over there that there's a certain interview that you have to make sure that you open up the Sefer Torah every few days, every 12 months, or 30 days, different machlokes, different shittas, chadash, yoshe. But you have to always open up the Sefer Torah. Why? Because you run the risk of it getting ruined if you don't go and open up the Sefer Torah. The Gemara discusses over there, am I allowed to use the Sefer Torah? The Gemara dines over there, am I allowed to use the Sefer? Am I allowed to use the Sefer Torah? So the Gemara says over there that the Gemara brings down it's a Havi Minyan, the Gemara Chav Tasim HaBeis, and the Gemara says over there that I might have thought that the person is allowed to use this Sefer Torah, even in a case where it should be us. The Gemara says I might have thought he should be allowed to. Why? Because Nichla Inish Lekayim Mitzvah B'Mamoine. I would have thought that there's a Nichusa, there's an Umdina, that people would want somebody else to get a mitzvah, even with my own money. And that concept we Taka find in the Gemara B'Sachim and Daf Dalet Amid Bey. We find such a concept, Taka, that I would be happy that somebody should get benefit from, should be able to Mekayim a mitzvah, even if I have to give up money for it. The Gemara says of their Kamash Malon. Gemara says Kamash Malon. Says the Muki Yosef on the page. The Shach brings it down, Simenayin Beis, and Sivkot Nechatz brings it a few times. The Mogad Avram brings it down also in Hilchot Tzitzis and Simen Yudalit. Also, it's brought in a few places. This Alchem Shabruah talks about it in Simen Yudalit and Hilchot Tzitzis. In fact, well, that's the catch of it. What's going on over here? There is such a klal. There is such a klal. We do say this, that a person would be happy to be Mekayim a mitzvah with his mammon. We do say that klal. A person would be happy to be Mekayim a mitzvah with his mammon. Says the Muki Yosef, very upset about this kasha. The Muki Yosef says, because he says, well, maybe there's a difference. By Svarim, says the Muki Yosef, Shach brings Alacha, Mogavram brings Alacha, and Mishagur brings Alacha. He says, by Svarim are different. You know why? Because Svarim, you can't say there's an Umdina that he would want somebody else to use his Chayfetz. Right? I is getting a mitzvah. You can't say it's an Umdina. Why? Because says the Shach, and then Muki Yosef, the Shach is bringing Muki Yosef, because since over here there's a risk, maybe it'll rip. Maybe there's a possibility of rip. So you can't say this advantage is an umdina that he would want somebody else to use his chayfetz. Because possibly it's going to rip, but they don't have an umdina anymore. Masha Enkain says, we'll go with the Mogen Avraham, the Emesis, the Shach also, the other Paiskim, and the Mishabrua. Masha Enkain, and this is Takeh how it's Gepaskin, in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Yudalid, I can go over to my friend's talis and tefillin, we'll see if it applies nowadays, but I can go over to my friend's talis and tefillin, and I could borrow his talis and tefillin without asking him. Why? Because talis and tefillin, what's going to happen? He puts on the tefillin. Nothing can happen to the tefillin. Nothing can happen to the talis, right? No matter how hard, right? Nothing can happen to the tefillin. Nothing can happen to the talis. So when it comes to a safer, you run the risk of it ripping. So there says the Mishadrua, you're not allowed to borrow a safer without asking. Right? Because there's a risk that it's good. What do you mean he's going to be happy that he can do a mitzvah with his mom? And yeah, he's not so happy because maybe it'll rip. Mashenka and Tal is chilling and all these things. His mother. Now, number one, this already is. Does Tosfos hold like this? Right? How do we hold? The Truma Zakri. And Simon Reish Samich Beis. He says, Tosfos, everybody holds like this. Everybody holds like this. Tosfos told us that if he'll find out in the end, he'll be happy. So says the Truma Zakri, the same beside. He says, mitzvahs are different. There's an Umdina Gemura. That's an outstanding Umdina that everybody knows. There's like people, there's words in my ear. He's screaming, borrow my talis. Borrow my talis. There's a Rutzin, 100%. It's absolutely 100%. It's an Umdina that if he would know about the talis, if he would know about the fact that somebody was borrowing my talis, that he would give him full rishus. So therefore, talis tefillin says that, and that's how we pass in Allah, we'll see in which case. But that if there's a mitzvah that 100% that he would allow, that you would, that the fellow, the owner of the item would want you to borrow that item, so then 100% you're allowed to use it. Let's go and see through a few of the cases. The marshal. Number one, let's go through a few of the exceptions. Number one, says the Mishnah Berurah, if the fellow's standing right next to you, right? His talis is right there. He's standing right next to you. How about you have to ask him? It's no different than what we spoke about before. First of all, you're not supposed to sign lich on this chazaka that people don't mind if he's right in front of you to ask him. So number one, if he's right in front of you, you have to ask him a shus. Number two, what if the guy's screaming and sitting there, he's going like this? Don't borrow my makbid. I don't want you borrowing my tefillin. Habadah, the whole entire, I said one tape is not like that, I don't know. But it's about the push it. That if the person is standing there saying, I'm makbid. The whole reason why you're allowed to take the tefillin is because it's not called gazel. Why is it not called stealing? Because you assume that he's not makbid because he would like you to be mekayim mitzvah with his mamet. But of course, if he's sitting there and saying he's makbid, it's usher. Now I'm going to tell you shocking. Says the Ben Ishchai, Pashas Lech Lecha. You know what he writes? He writes about himself. He writes, I'm makbid. That's what he writes in the safe. You know, I guess people are buying his tefillin too much. He said, you know, big tzaddik, you want to buy something? He says, I'm makbid. I mean, just lashin. He says, why is it lashin? Ben Ishchai says, we'll go one step, but before the Ben Ishchai, let's say you're the world's biggest schwitzer. You're the king. You're the world's biggest schwitzer, right? I think he's makbid on you. I think everybody's, he's not going to do, you know, if you want to come and borrow his talus, you know, you want to come in there, right, and you want to borrow the fellow's talus and this, he's not makbid, it says in Shulchan Aruch, he's not makbid. Again, this is all seichel, it's all svara. All it says is that you can assume that people are not makbid, and therefore you can borrow his talus. But if there's a reason why there's something specific about you that he wouldn't want to lend you the talus, obviously you're not going to be allowed to borrow the talus. Number two, let's say it's a brand new chasen talus. It's like the person, a brand new chasen talus, of course he's makbid. A brand new, these things all go seichel. Number three, now reaches the Ben Ish Chai. Says the Ben Ish Chai, no, Bizman Azeh, listen to this, Ben Ish Chai, that he's writing this over 200 years ago, right? In the hot, you know, Arab Bashar Medina, it's hot and sweaty there, and he's still writing this all the way back then. He writes, Bizman Azeh Chazinan Ruba Da Al Mekopti. He see, nowadays, people are makbid on their talus. People attack a makbid. He writes at the end of his shtickle, Halo Gamma Nuchi Makir Ba'atzmi. I know myself. Anna Inji the Kapti Bay. Which is another issue. Let's say you know he's the type of person who's machmed. He's an istinus. You know this guy. This guy, you know, he walks into shul every morning. You know that this fellow is machmed. You can't borrow his talus either. Says Aruch HaShulchan, what if he puts it in like a special cubby? He doesn't want people going into his cubby and taking out his talus. It shows he's machmed. So this heter apoyzai, even though the Shulchan Aruch brings down Tzimri Zalat, we're not being chaylik on Shulchan Aruch. We're not being chaylik on Rabbi Yosef. We're just saying that if the Metzias was true of the Nukes, this is very dangerous. This is very dangerous. This is true by tefillin. I'll give you another example. You know, you come into shul in the morning, you see the talis and the tefillin are sitting there. It's 7:30 in the morning, and the talis and tefillin are sitting there on a bench. Tell you people are makbid. You know, and you know you're a clean person, and you know most of the people around you, let's say they're not, I don't know, is it, you know, but so you don't have any of these issues. So I'm just going to take the talus and talk. How about that? You can't take the talus. The guy needs it right now. Of course he's makbid. How do you know that, you see talus and tefillin on a bench. You don't know if it's because the fellow just finished davening, right? And you don't know if it's because, again, maybe he's about to daven in the next minute, right? About in such a case, you can't take a talus and tefillin. Again, it all goes with svara. If it's nichal, the only time we say it's nichal in a kaim is, I'll give you another example, just to bring out the nekuda. Another example. Says the Mishabura, Mutter dafka bekray, ava bekvias aser. You're only allowed to do it, you know, once in a while. You know, I got a great idea. I'm not going to buy myself a talis. Mm-hmm. Because it says in Shulchan Aruch, I have a kasha. What if he does it like this? It says bekvias is aser, beray is mutter. Right? You know, if you do it once in a while, a person's not makbid. But if this becomes, you know, your talis, you know, we got a talis hashutvin over here, then I'm makbid, right? What if he does it like every day, different guy in the shul? You know, like every day, you know, okay, so it's your turn. It says once in 30 days, right? Every 30 days, I can't borrow your talus. You know, what's clear? If I borrow your talus every, you know, all day for 30 days. So there's 30 guys in the shul, I'll get one from you, one from you. I don't know if you want to, I don't know, they might kick him out of shul. But, you know, it's a gezel, I don't know if he's going to come back as a puppy. Or it could be, no, okay, it could be people have makbid on such a type of person, right? But again, this all goes in svara. You have to figure out that people makbid. I'll give you another example, I've always said. When you use it, say the place, Kim, it's only if you use it in that space. Right? You know, you take this talus and tefillin. Yeah, people aren't makbid. Where are you going? I'm going to daven by the Kaisel. You're in New York. You know, people aren't makbid. What do you mean you're not makbid? Number three, Zakta Paiskin. Or number 12, I don't know where we are. Zakta Paiskin. Also, what happens if he has the talus nicely folded? When you put it back, you have to fold it nicely. The Paiskin even died. What happens if you borrow his talus on Shabbos? You're not allowed to fold the talus on Shabbos. So some place can say you should fold it against the crease. Other Mishabura brings down the Mogad of Ram says, no, on Shabbos we understand if you don't fold it. Sure. Studying the style of people. If you know that this is the type of person, he folds on Shabbos against the crease, then you have to give it back the way that it would be expected to give it back. This is all goes with Svara by his side. Now, the place can say, even, let's say it's a lady. Let's say you have a lady, and she wants to borrow your I don't know, let's say, hopefully not your talus, but like your lulav or something, I don't know, right? So the person can say, she's not getting a chiyuvistic mitzvah. She's getting, you know, a mitzvah to say she's my grandmother. But Moshe said, even that is okay. We still have the omdana that you'd be happy that she's being makayim a mitzvah. So too, it says Rav Moshe, this applies also from the chayfetz of a katin. Let's say you see that the child has a nice lulav and an esrig, right? And I know that the child's not makbid, says Rav Moshe, you can take the lulav and esrig. You can shake the child, you can shake his lulav and esrig. Also say the paiskim, what if it's a mitzvah kiyumis? Not chiyuvis. Well, the case we're talking about is talis. Talis is a mitzvah chiyumis. You're not mechuyev to wear a talis. And still, afapikim, we say this umdana, that people are batsim, not mak. But again, you have to know that your surroundings. If you were in the shul, I'll give you an example. You know, there was one time I was in Shari Tzedek Hospital. And so I was living there, and somebody came over to me and he said to me, there's a pair of talis and tefillin over here. I'm allowed to just borrow it. I don't have my talis and tefillin me. I thought it was pashit tzaser. I still have to tell the Azar also said, I think it's Pashit Zazer. In the middle of the hospital, do you want somebody borrowing your tefillin? You're so nervous. You come to the hospital, who knows who's touching my talus and tefillin, number one. Number two, you know, maybe I'll see you again. time has. I don't know if you could say over there that people are not good. I don't know. I told her, I don't know, but it's a child, he might come back like a puppy. You're in enough trouble anyways when trying to the Kasma. I don't know. I'll go find him. One more Nakud Rabbi Isai. I want to ask Daila Mishaila. There's two more cases we have to get to. Number one, a lulav and an esrig, right? Nowadays, you could say people are mocking them. The guy spent 37 days trying to find the lulav and esrig. It comes to Ba'av. It's time to start looking for a lulav and esrig. This guy looks. He finds this one. He finds that one. Beautiful. You can tell me that the guy's not mocked. I don't know. If you'd ask him, he would give it, right? Number one, you give it because he doesn't look like a bad guy, right? He spends all this money on Benadam Lamakim and Benadam Lamakim, he's not willing to give it. But to say that it's 100% that he would give it to you, maybe he wants to be the one to take it out, carefully. Now, you see somebody has a lulav and esrog and it looks like it's all over sitting on the table over there, and it's clear that he's obviously not careful with it, but if the guy has it specially wrapped over there, he's got triple locks, and I don't know, a lulav and esrog, you think so, or a sukkah, the Mishnah Berurah says. The place can talk about how if I'm allowed to go and borrow my friend's sukkah, but Mishnah Berurah says, Allah, you can't just walk into your friend's sukkah. What if he's going to want to go there and he's going to not be able to use his sukkah because you're there? He'll be embarrassed to ask you to leave. Maybe you're going to leave a mess. There's a whole umdan over here. You have to be very careful with this umdan that we're allowed to borrow other people's chayfits. Because even in the cases of mitzvah, where normally people are not makbid, but you have to just know your clientele. Perhaps they are makbid, and then you have a suffix of maybe coming back as a chihuahua. But the big shaila, Rabbi Isai, is svarim. And this is mamish where you see the beauty of when you learn the sugya, and then you see mamish that the halacha comes out the exact amazing, You learn the sugya, what does it say in the sugya? We just saw that the Namuki Yosef came out and told us like this, talus and tefillin? I'm allowed to borrow my friend's talus and tefillin without asking him, right? Svarim, no! Because svarim might rip. As a male, you can't borrow your friend's svarim. There's no nuchutza da bavada, he would give me permission. But now that we know the svara, we can answer up a kasha of the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I don't understand. It says svarim is also. You can't borrow your friend's svarim. You can't, right? Zok the Mishnah Berurah, I don't know what's going on. You see people in the shul, they find a sitter, they use the sitter without asking. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, I don't understand it. How can people use it? Zok the Paiskim. How could they use it? Zok the Paiskim. Many different reasons. Number one, nowadays, svarim do not cost as much as they used to cash. Good. Number one. Number two, Zok the Paiskim. We're not as makbid on our svarim. Being that, number one, we have a ribuy of svarim. The price is different. Our svarim don't rip as easily. I don't understand that. Probably did. I don't know, but that's what it says. Our svarim don't rip as easily, Paiskim say. But nowadays, you have the exact... I saw another svar. The Chazanish says, nowadays it's so common that people borrow svarim. It's the most common thing that a person comes into a beis medrash, he borrows a sefer. Says the Chazanish, ad kamo, that you didn't write, don't use my sefer, it's tantamount to telling, you didn't write, there's a lot of people there that write, don't use, us, you come back as a dog, the picture of a chihuahua, right? There's a lot of people that do write that. Ad kamo, you didn't write that, so then you're showing us that you're not makbid. If that's the case, Zakta Chazanish, if that's the case, so then ad kamo, you're the type of you didn't write it, and the person comes to the beis medrash, he looks at this, it doesn't say don't use. Adarabba, it says, Lashem Artsim Aloya. I love it when I come, I see Lashem Artsim Aloya. Don't use without my rishut. I love that. But it says over here, Lashem Artsim Aloya. Eliyahu Franco is not here. If Eliyahu Franco is sitting right next to me, and I can ask him, can I use your Gemara? You have to ask. If he's sitting right next to you, you do have to ask like we saw before. Number one. Number two, of course you can't go and take that Gemara, and start going and using it in a different room, number one. Number two, you can't use it bekvias. But the actual svara, even though when you learn the Mukhi Yosef, you learn the sugya, it seems to come out that svarim is also yadavka, not allowed to borrow svarim without his rishos, and talis. I think mamish, after you go through the lamdas, nowadays it comes out the opposite. Not that we're chaluk and shulchan aruch, but just that it comes out the opposite in the Matthias. Nowadays people are more makbid on their talisim, therefore yadavka shouldn't borrow talis without asking the fellow for rishos. Mashenkin, when it comes to svarim, so unless he writes in the sefer, don't use without rishos, so then avada is mustama heter. But I'll give you an example. You come up to the dalim over here, the learning bab mitzia, right? Mustama morning seder. Right, 9 o'clock in the morning, 9:15 already. You come into the Kailu Ruach Chaim over here, the Knakim Tamidei Chachamim. I don't believe that you can go and take your friend's Gemara Bat Matzia and just say he doesn't mind. He's going to come in 2 minutes from now, right? And he's going to want to use his Gemara, and then he's going to have to start looking for it. Now it depends on the Matzias. If you're sitting in his place using his Gemara, so the second he walks in, he's going and he doesn't say don't use whatever shows. And the second he walks in the room, you'll tell him, I have your Gemara. So then that is mutter. But again, that's the all these things go with seichel. Ad kama that is an umdana that he wouldn't mind. So then it's like he's giving you rishus beforehand, and he's allowing you to use it. And therefore, that's why the case of a Gemara would be mutter. L'mashal, you come to you go down to let's say Mir HaKodesh, Mir Yeshiva. yeshiva. You come to Mir HaKodesh, you want to borrow a sefer, but you want to go and bring it to your place, you're going to bring it back, right? I think it's mamish gezel gomer. If you walk 1 inch to the sefer, you'll never see the sefer again. People are for sure makbid on that. Right? You have to stand in the makom when you use Mashenka and you come to a different base medrash where it's not as big a base medrash. So then you have more leeway. You have more room to walk around in such a situation. And therefore, in such a case, that's klar boisai. Tachlis, to go and use somebody else's chafetzim without his rishos, that is mamish gezel. That's mamish gezel. And Tosis and Asik over here was mechadish, that not only is a gezel, even if you find out by sight that he wouldn't mind it, it's also not allowed. Tosis was mechadish to us, that in a case of where the chafetz will be used up by something like chocolate, that we saw from the price game that if it's something that will not be used up, like, for example, a tithe, and you know he wouldn't mind and he would have no problem with it, so then in such a case it would be mutter. We saw also the call now the gabe mitzvah. When it comes to a mitzvah, so that the price can tell us, since a mitzvah, there's a nechusa, he would want you to use his chayfetz, so that's as good as the case of a tithe, that I know for sure he would allow me to use it, but then it's totally in the mitzvahs. If it's a tithe, you know, if it's a talis, and you know the guy doesn't care, and this, that, etc., and you don't have a dirty head, so then you're right, it might be mutter. But a dafka sefer, which the price can said is also dafka nowadays might be mutter. I comment that you're not taking it far away and you're going to put it back in the same place and you're doing and you're not using it at a time when you think he's going to probably want it right then, etc. In all these cases, it'll probably be mutter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.